The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 8, text number 5, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on April 1st, 2010, in Riga, Latvia.
So, tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 8, text number 5. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Antakale chamam eva
smaran muktva kalevaram
ya prayati samadbhavam
yati nastyatra sanshaya
Antakale chamam eva
smaran muktva kalevaram
ya prayati samadbhavam
yati nastyatra sanshaya.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. And whoever, at the end of his life, quits his body, remembering me alone, at once attains my nature. Of this there is no doubt. Purport. In this verse, the importance of Krishna consciousness is stressed. Anyone who quits his body in Krishna consciousness is at once transferred to the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is the purest of the pure. Therefore, anyone who is constantly Krishna conscious is also the purest of the pure. The word smaran, remembering, is important. Remembrance of Krishna is not possible for the impure soul who has not practiced Krishna consciousness in devotional service. Therefore, one should practice Krishna consciousness from the very beginning of life. If one wants to achieve success at the end of his life, the process of remembering Krishna is essential. Therefore, one should constantly, incessantly chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Dorje Chana has advised that one be as tolerant as a tree, Tavorapi Sahishnuna. There may be so many impediments for a person who was chanting Hare Krishna. Nonetheless, tolerating all these impediments, One should continue to chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, so that at the end of one's life, one can have the full benefit of Krishna consciousness.
Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha.
Shri Rupa Sangra Jata Sagana Raghunatan Vita Tam Sujiva Sadaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha.
This is really a nice prayer port, isn't it? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Someone may say, but how you people can keep chanting this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, over and over again.
Kāds varētu teikt, kādu jūs cilvēku varat visu laiku atkārtot? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Don't you get tired of chanting this? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Tiešām jūs nenogurstat nepārtraukti atkārtot. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Rama, 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 Rama. I mean, don't you do something else besides chanting? Besides chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. But we tell them this. No, this is all I do. I just keep chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In English language I chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And in Russian language, Ruski, I chant also, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And in Latvian also I chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So that's all I do. I just chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Sari. So why do we just keep chanting this? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because there's nothing sweeter than this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Nor will there ever be anything more sweeter than this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And the amazing thing about chanting this,
un tā brīnišķīgā lieta attiecībā uz to, kad mēs šo skandējam, ir
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is that every time you chant it, it gets sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. Have you ever discovered a type of candy that every piece you eat it gets even sweeter? No, if you eat too many pieces, you'll vomit. But this candy, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The more you chant it, the more your appetite for it will increase. And it keeps getting sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. Nectar, 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 nectar. You see. So, why is it? How is it that there's so much sweetness in this Hare Krishna mantra? Has somebody brainwashed us with some false propaganda? Or is it a scientific fact that there is unlimited nectar in this Hare Krishna mantra? Actually, there is unlimited nectar here. You can make an experiment. You can, I don't know what, in the childhood we had a nursery rhyme called Mary had a little lamb, a little lamb. They have that in Latvian also. So you can chant, Mary had a little lamb, and you'll get very tired after a while of chanting it. But if you chant this, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, you will get sweeter and sweeter and sweeter, you see. In Sanskrit language, it is called Nava Nava Rasa. Newer and newer taste with every repetition, you see. I've been chanting Hare Krishna mantra since 1968. And I seriously started chanting it in 1971. So for 40 years, for over 40 years, I've been chanting Hare Krishna. And I can tell you, it just gets sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. And how is it so? One of our great acharyas, his name is Rupa Goswami. He has given a wonderful verse in Sanskrit describing the glories of this Hare Krishna. Tunte tandavani ritin vitanute tundavali lamdaye karna krodha kadambani katayate kunarbudebhyaspriham Chaita prangana sangani vijayate sravendriyanam kritim no jane janita kiyan viramitai krishne divarnadvai. Which means, I do not know how much nectar these two syllables Krishna have produced.
Es nezinu, cik daudz nektāru šīs divas zildes, Krish un Nā, ietver sevi.
Because when I say Krishna, those names dance within my mouth.
Tāpēc, ka tad, kad es saku Krishna, šie vārdi dejo manā mutē.
And when I feel that name of Krishna dancing in my mouth,
un kad es jūtu, kā šis vārds Krishna dejo manā mutē,
I desire to have many, many mouths.
Es vēlos, lai man būtu daudzas un daudzas mutes.
And when those sweet names enter the holes of my ears,
un, lai šis saldie vārdi ielīst manās, manos
it is so sweet.
Tas ir tik salds.
That I want to have millions of ears.
Ka es gribētu, lai man būtu miljoni ausu.
And when that name, Krishna, dances in the courtyard of my heart,
un kad šis te vārds Krishna dejo manas sirds pagalvā,
my mind becomes completely conquered.
Mans prāts tiek pilnībā pakļauts.
And I am absolutely stunned in wonder.
Un es esmu absolūti satriekts savā izbrīnā.
So, someone may ask,
un kāds var jautāt,
what do you mean, you know, wanting millions of ears? What does that mean anyway? What does it mean, millions of ears? You see? I'll give you an example. How many of you tasted that amazing sweet, the ISKCON bullet, the gulab jamun?
Cik daudz no jums ir izmēģinājuši šo te ISKCON lodi, gulab jamun?
Yes. It, to those of you who have not experienced gulab jamun, come to our, one of our special festivals so you can taste gulab jamun. Oh, you've never tasted anything like gulab jamun.
Un tie, kas nav pagaršojuši gulab jamun savā dzīvē, atnāciet uz kādu mūsu festivāliem un nobaudiet to, un jūs pārliecināsieties, ka jūs neko līdzīgu līdz tam nesat baudījuši.
So, let's say that we wanted to honor you. You see, you have done some very wonderful devotional service for Krishna. And he wanted to honor you, you see.
Pieņemsim, ka mēs vēlamies jūs apbalvot, tāpēc, ka jūs esat veikuši lielisku kalpošanu Krishnam.
We said, Prabhu, we've made some gulab jamuns for you. Because we so much appreciate your service, we made some gulab jamuns for you to enjoy.
Un mēs sakam, Prabhu, mēs ļoti novērtējam jūsu kalpošanu un esam sagatavojuši jums gulab jamuns.
Now come into the, we have that hall upstairs there, they teach the yoga classes. Come into the hall upstairs, and we will give you your gulab jamuns.
Atnāciet uz augšā uz to zāli, un otrajā stāvā mēs jums iedosim gulab jamuns.
And you walk into that room, and you find that there are 10,000 gulab jamuns in that room.
Un jūs ienākat, un redzat, ka tur 10,000 gulab jamuns.
And we say, okay, Prabhu, now enjoy your gulab jamun. You say, but I can't eat 10,000 gulab jamuns. Maybe 10, you know, if I really push it. Maybe 20 if I really, really push it. But I mean, 10,000 gulab jamuns? I can't enjoy 10,000 gulab jamun. It's not physically possible. But if I had 10,000 mouths and I had 10,000 bellies, oh, then I could really enjoy those 10,000 gulab jamuns. So this is what Rupa Goswami is saying in this verse. He is saying this Hare Krishna. He actually is saying the two syllables Krishna, they are the ultimate gulab jamun. And they contain so much nectar that one mouth and two ears is not enough to get that nectar. Therefore, I must have millions of mouths and billions of ears. If I'm going to get that nectar, therefore those who chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, swim in an unlimited ocean of nectar. So we're inviting you to come in for the nice swim. The water is fine.
Un tāpēc es aicinu jūs iesaistīties šajā brīnišķīgajā peldē.
Come and swim with us in the ocean of the holy names.
Nāciet un peldiet kopā ar mums svētā vārda okeānā.
You want to enjoy
vēlaties baudīt,
then come and swim with us in this unlimited ocean of nectar.
Nāciet un peldiet kopā ar mums šajā bezgalīgajā okeānā.
We are swimming our way back to the eternal abode.
Mēs peldam, un mūsu ceļš ir uz mūžīgo mājvietu.
Where life is eternal.
Kur dzīve ir mūžīga.
Full of knowledge.
Pilna zināšanā.
Full of bliss.
Pilna svētlaimes.
Where there is no sickness.
Kur nav slimība.
There's no death.
Nav nāves.
There's no taxes. There's no hellish winters. Simply nectar. So all you have to do if you want to join us on this wonderful trip is join with us in chanting that most enchanting chanting. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, now I can ask, do any of you have some questions? Yeah.
Actually, I'd like to share that it's amazing. This morning I thought about my question. And I'll tell that question. And this question is about chanting japa. And this, the whole class is about... that's unbelievable. My question is, and you mentioned that for more than 40 years you've been chanting the holy name.
Yeah.
Do you remember how it was then, 40 years or 30 years or 20 years back, and how your chanting is different now and how it was then? And what would be your suggestion, what we should pay attention to increase the quality of our chanting? I'll translate my better.
Tātad es pajautāju, ka, pirmkārt, tas ir satriecoši, jo es no rīta tiešām domāju, kas ir tas jautājums, ko es vakarā gribētu pajautāt, un tas jautājums ir tas, ko es iztulkošu. Guru Maharaj jau vairāk kā 40 gadus skandē Hare Krishna mantru, un tiem, kas mēs to darām tikai dažus gadus un redzam kādas, ka tomēr tā ir izmaiņas tajā laikā, es jautāju, ka vai viņš atcerās, kā tas bija, kad viņš skaitīja pašā sākumā, kā tas bija pirms 30, pirms 20 gadiem, un kā ir mainījušies šī skandēšana, un kas būtu viņa padoms, kas ir tas galvenais, kam būtu jāpievērš uzmanība, lai tā svētā vārda atkārtošanas kvalitāti palielētu uzlabotos.
You see, in the beginning, we chant to get some peace of mind. But we don't really realize how much nectar is there in the name. But as you begin to enter into that treasure chest of the holy names, you realize it's not just a few thousand euros or a few million or a few billion euros worth of nectar. You find that there's unlimited value of nectar in those names. In other words, in the beginning you go, wow, this is really blissful, chanting Hare Krishna. But you don't have any idea how much bliss there's actually there in the name. But as you progress in chanting, you're absolutely amazed. I knew it was nectar. I didn't know it was this much nectar.
Bet jo vairāk jūs progresējat, jo vairāk jūs saprotat un atskārstat, es zināju, ka ir nektāra, bet es nekad nevaru iedomāties, ka tik daudz nektāra.
And every time you think you've realized how much nectar is there in the name, if you keep chanting, you realize even more worlds of nectar open up.
Un katru reizi, kad jums šķiet, ka jūs atklājas jaunu nektāru līmeni, jūs atklājat ar vienu jaunu.
Beyond anything you could conceive of, even in your wildest imagination.
Un tas ir kaut kas tāds, kas ir ārpus pat jūs vistrakākajām iedomām, sapņiem.
So, all I can say is, becoming Krishna conscious is a process of ever-increasing amazement.
Un ko es varu teikt, ka Krišnas apziņa ir nepārtraukti attīstošs izbrīns, pārsteigums. Ever-increasing amazement.
Krishna consciousness, ever increasing.
It's the process of ever increasing amazement.
Process.
Next question. Does that answer your question? Completely?
So, my question, what we should pay the most attention to?
The most important thing is the mood of love, loving service. If you try to squeeze pleasure out of the name, you'll find that it's dry.
Jūs mēģināsiet izspiest ārā saldumu, baudu no šī vārda, jūs sapratīsiet, tas ir savs.
But if you try to give loving service to the name, you will find there's unlimited nectar there.
Bet jūs centīsieties šim te vārdam.
In other words, don't try to chant for your pleasure.
Dot mīlestības pilnu kalpošanu, ir citiem vārdiem, neskandējiet savai baudai.
Try to chant to give pleasure to the supreme beloved Krishna.
Skandējiet tā, lai iepriecinātu ar to visaugstāko mīļoto Krishna.
Just like if a boy falls in love with a girl.
Kā puisis iemīlās meitenē.
He'll take his guitar and he'll sing some love song for his girlfriend. See? He wants to sing so sweetly just to capture her heart completely. So she goes, oh, he's so much love. In this way, you see. He's singing to please her. Because he wants to capture her love, you see. So in that way, the same mood of wanting to attract the loving mercy of Krishna, one should sing very, very sweetly to please Krishna by your chanting. Krishna is hearing the kirtans. Krishna is hearing our japa. We should do our japa and our kirtan in such a way that Krishna goes, oh, so sweet, so sweet, so sweet. And then when Krishna tastes the sweetness, you see, then you will get unlimited amrita. So that's the key. Chant for Krishna's pleasure, not your pleasure. And then when Krishna is pleased, you will taste unlimited nectar. That's the secret, the insider secret of how to advance in chanting. Next question. Yes.
How to please Krishna
at the time of death? Try to please him at every moment during your life. Just like here you are sitting in this class. You should try to hear this class in a way that is pleasing to Krishna. And everything that we do 24 hours a day, we should try to do it in a way that is pleasing to Krishna. So what is that way that is pleasing to Krishna? Bhaktya, with devotion. We should do everything in loving devotion to Krishna. So in this way, if you're training yourself to please Krishna at every minute, then you will naturally try to please him at the time of death also. By thinking of him, by taking shelter of him. In this way, Krishna will be very pleased and he will take you back to his eternal abode.
Tādā veidā Krišņa būs iepriecināts un paņems jūs atpakaļ uz savu mūžīgo māju.
Next question.
Nākamies.
Jā.
Yes.
jāpainojam dēļ man mantra skandēšana pasliktinās, kā to var ko var mainīt.
If because of offenses my chanting gets worse, what can I do?
Give up your offenses.
Pārstājiet veikt apvainojumus.
Build fences to keep out your offenses.
Uzbūvējiet žogu, lai un turiet savus apvainojumus ārpus šī žoga.
You make a territory, a protected, like they have in Iraq, what do they call that, the green, I forget that high security area the U.S. has, a high security area in the middle of Baghdad that's, you know, you have to make a high security area around your chanting. And you have to have the guards posted on every corner. No offenses allowed. Any offenses want to enter? No, you're not allowed. Criticizing Vaishnavas? Not allowed. Considering the demigods and Krishna be the same, not alone. In this way you should study the list of the 10 offenses and make a strong policy. These are not allowed in my consciousness. And any time one of these offenses tries to enter in your consciousness, you say, stop, not allowed, get out. This is called yogi. One who trains his mind. What to think and what not to think. He controls what he thinks about and what he doesn't think about. The yogi is not a slave of his senses. He is a master of his senses. And the central sense is the mind. The other senses are just connected with it. It's like this, on a wheel you have all the senses, but the hub of the wheel is the mind. So, if you keep that mind very solidly fixed, that no offenses are allowed to enter into the mind, you will find that the holy name becomes sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. Ad infinitum. Next question. Yeah.
Two questions.
All right, give me one at a time.
Hare Krishna mantra means?
We are praying to the Lord and His energy that they kindly engage us in their service.
Mēs lūdzam Kungu un viņa energijas, lai tās iesaista mūsu kalpošanā.
My dear Hare, the energy of the Lord, please engage me in your service.
Dārgā Hare, Kunga enerģija, lūdzu iesaist mani kalpošanā tev.
And my dear Krishna, my dear Rama, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, please engage me in your service.
Un dārgais Krishna, dārgais Rama, Dieva augstākā persona, iesaisti mani kalpošanā sev.
Second question.
Otrs jautājums. The question is why did Srila Prabhupada chant this way, Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna?
Who chants?
Prabhupada chanted.
Prabhupada?
Yeah.
When is he chanting?
God. We heard at the lecture, Yamuna Mai gave a lecture and told that once the disciples of Srila Prabhupada wanted to see what Prabhupada does when he is alone. And
they sneaked and heard that. And they heard this version.
Yes, but I've never heard that substantiated. We have the recordings of Prabhupada. We have actual tapes of Prabhupada chanting japa, and he's chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So that story, I've been around for 40 years and never heard that before. I'm not sure it's even a bona fide story.
Es esmu 40 gadus kustībā, un es nekad neesmu dzirdējis šo stāstu, un es pat apšaubu, vai tas ir patiesa stāsts. Un ticams, un ierakstos šī Prabhupāda atkārto, tā kā mēs to...
Where is the evidence that Prabhupāda did? I need evidence.
Es vēlos, zināt,
Prabhupada said there's so many false things that go around ISKCON that Prabhupada said this and Prabhupada said that.
Prabhupada teica, ka ir tik daudz dažādas nepatiesības, kas tiek izplatītas par ISKCON, ka Prabhupada teica to, teica Prabhupada šito.
It's called the rumor mill.
Un tas ir dzirnams, kas maina šos baumu dzirnams.
So-and-so said that so-and-so said that so-and-so said that Prabhupada said. Even if Prabhupada did do that, he's a liberated soul. He can do whatever he wants. He doesn't need to chant Hare Krishna. Because he's already liberated. He is chanting Hare Krishna to show an example for us. We need to chant Hare Krishna.
Mums ir
If you want to chant Radha Krishna, there's a song like that. Radha Krishna, Radha. What is that? Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna. How does it go? Radha Krishna bolo 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 re so bhai. Radha Krishna bolo 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 re so bhai. You can chant Radha Krishna. That's a nice. You can do that. That's an authorized bhajan. Esikadiya shabdaniya pirche neche garanitai hari bolo bolo re esikadiya Radha Krishna bolo 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 re so bhai Radha Krishna bolo 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 re so bhai So you want to chant Radha Krishna, we have a nice bhajan. It's in our songbook. You can sing that bhajan. Any other questions?
Es dzirdēju, ka visas skaņas pasaulē ir tikai atbalsts no OM skaņas. Kāda ir starpība OM mantra un Hare Krishna
mantra? Es dzirdēju, ka visas skaņas pasaulē ir tikai atbalsts no OM skaņas. Kāda ir starpība starp OM un Hare Krishna mantra? I've heard that all the sounds are just reflection of OM sound. What's the difference between OM and Hare Krishna?
Yeah. OM is also a form of addressing the Lord.
OM arī ir veids, kādā mēs uzrunājam Dievu.
So whether I say OM or I say Hare Krishna, I'm calling out to the Lord.
Abos gadījumos, ka saka OM vai Hare Krishna, es vēršos pie kunga.
So in one sense there is no difference.
No vienas puses nav atšķirības.
But in another sense there is a difference. Just like your name is Stanislav, yes?
Yes.
I can see you, I can say, hey you! Or I can say, Stanislav! In either way, I'm calling out to you. You say, hey you! Stanislav! What is more attractive to you? Is it? So OM is going like, hey you, to God. But Hare Krishna is calling to him personally, you see. So in either way, you're calling to the Lord. But do you want to attract his attention or you want him to ignore you? If you want to attract his attention, see the OM chanters, they are trying to merge into the Supreme. The OM chanters, they want to merge into the Supreme. They want to merge, become one with OM. That's their mood. So how much they are attracted to Krishna, you see? They don't want to serve, they just want to merge. Krishna, I don't want to serve you, but I want to become you, Krishna. If they do great penances and austerities, Krishna would say, okay, I can let you temporarily merge into my effulgence just to pacify you. Finally, I'll let you do that. But Bhagavatam says, Aruya Krishna Parampadam Tata Padanjuto Nadritra Yushmad Angriya. Because they have no bhakti, they fall down from that Brahman platform. It is directly stated in Sanskrit Patanti, which means they fall. So they may call out Om and finally merge into Brahman, but then bloop, they fall down again. But if you chant Hare Krishna with love, you will regain your original sarup in the pastimes of Krishna. And Krishna guarantees Punar janma na vidyate. They will never fall down again. So you can chant Om and be like a yoga and go up and down. Or you can chant Hare Krishna and go up, 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 up and never come down. So you choose whether you want to take off into the eternal existence or you want to be a yo-yo, bouncing back and forth between the material and spiritual existence. Om is for yo-yos. Hare Krishna is for those who want to re-enter pastimes of Krishna. So you can be a yo-yo if you want. Actually, Krishna says that, and that's in the Bhagavad Gita, yo-yo, yum-yum. That's another matter. Any next question?
In regards with this.
Oh, okay.
But then how to understand that every Bhagavatam class we start with Om Namo Bhagavate.
But we say Vasudevaya.
Could you explain that?
Om, if only Om means calling out to. Mm-hmm. Namo means I offer my respectful obeisances, Vasudeva, unto Lord Sri Krishna Vasudeva. We're saying I call out to and offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Vasudeva Krishna. And that's what we're chanting, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So I can say, hey you, or I can say, hey Stanislav. You
see?
Because it's followed with Stanislav, therefore it's personal. So that Om, when it's connected with Vasudevaya, it becomes personal. But Om by itself is impersonal. Next question. Everyone satisfied now? Ready to become self-realized? Become completely free from the sufferings of material existence. Kiss all of your miseries goodbye once and for all. It's up to you. You can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, or you cannot chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So that's it? All questions finished? All right, students, class dismissed. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
His Grace Srimad Sankarshan Dasadhikari Maharaj Ki
Jai. Now everyone come and get your Mahaprasad.